My Lord, what is this world coming to? What people need today is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Yeah, well, can people handle the truth, though?
I believe they can in the Situation Room.
Welcome to the Situation Room, the program that applies God's word to our present situation. We take the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth of God's word, and apply it to our daily lives. Because at the end of the day, what really matters is not what I say or what somebody else say, but what does the word of God say? And I ask that you take everything that you hear me say or somebody else say on this program and you check it out with the word of God. Because if I or anyone try to put something on your spiritual plate that don't line up with the scriptures, well, just put that in your spiritual garbage disposer. Because all you want on your spiritual plate is the truth that's found in the word of God. And we don't have to be afraid to tell the truth because God is on our side. We don't have to be afraid to stand up for the truth because God is on our side. We don't have to bag up or shut up, but we can stand up and speak up for the Lord Jesus Christ. Because when you're getting the truth out the word of God, then God is indeed on your side.
What time is it? What time is it, you say? It is the Situation Room time. Today, Pastor Wilbur will be teaching on marriage. You will be hearing today a class on marriage. What is marriage all about? We will find out today in the Situation Room. Marriage, questions and answers.
All right, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we do thank you for who you are, the God who hear and you still answer prayers. Thank you, Lord, for this time that you have given to us today in this marriage class. Now, Lord, we pray for the wisdom of the Holy Spirit. We pray for the leadership of the Holy Spirit. Lead, guide, and direct us in all that we say and do, so that honor and glory can be ascribed to your holy and righteous name. This we ask in Jesus' name, and for his sake we do pray. Amen. All right, the questions, we have five questions today, and these questions was taken from the last three chapters of the book, because this is our last lesson. Now, you do have one other session, but that's a private session with the pastor. And so we will go ahead. I will have Sean to start making appointments. And most of the appointments will be on Sunday right after church. So you won't have to, or either they may be even on Saturday if Saturday works better for you. But we have completed the book here. And so we want to look at chapter 10, 11, and 12. And chapter 10 was dealing with conflict, or the sound, the battle cry. And chapter 11 was finances, and chapter 12 is dealing with sex. So these questions are more review questions. And we'll go ahead and begin asking the questions, and we'll get some correct answers. We'll get some correct answers. And your answers from the heart is your correct answer. So if somebody else's answer is different from your answer, that's all right. Amen. Because we're looking at how you answered personally. So number one, name one issue that you and your fiance disagree on. Name one issue that you and your fiance disagree on. Well, one of y'all want to raise hand, the other one don't want to raise hand. So I guess that got born like that. Because it looks like she don't want to raise her hand. Bless your heart. Do you have something you want to share?
We really don't disagree often. We pretty much disagree on what's ghetto and what's not. Okay. Sometimes he gets something I think that's ghetto.
Okay. All right. Give her a hand. That's good. That's kind of ghetto there. All right. Well, if that's all y'all disagree on, y'all gonna stay married till death do you part. Boy, that's all right. All right, somebody else, right here.
We disagree on me taking up for the kids when he's like disciplining them.
Okay.
I guess because like both of us were like single parents for so long. He was raising his son, I was raising my daughter. So like mainly with his son, like he asked him, "Well, you didn't take out the trash or something?" I'll be like something like, "Well, he did, babe," and he'd be like, "Well, I'm talking to him, so," and I'll be like, "Okay." But I have a habit of butting in because his son is just so precious to me. Like,
all right.
And so I do keep trying.
Amen. Amen. Give her a hand. Thank you, Adam. Amen. That's good. And see, for this lesson is trying to help you discover where there's disagreement at before you even go in. So that's really good that you're able to pick that out, and that's something that y'all can work on. You see? That's very, very good. And for the most part, as you start raising kids, a lot of times there's tension in the marriage between the husband and the wife, because most of the time, the wife have the soft side of love, and the husband have the hard side of love. Now, who's right and who's wrong? There you go. Neither one. It's designed that way by God. Because what God is doing, God is balanced. He wants that son or that daughter to be balanced, to grow up being a balanced, healthy child. And so you have that soft love, and you have that hard love. And the husband, he can learn how to be soft from the wife, and the wife can learn how to be a little more harder from the husband. It's not necessarily to try to change you now. No. God designed you that way. And once you appreciate the differences, then you will just really love your mate once you start really appreciating the differences. Yeah. And it's going to make a big, big difference in the life of your daughter, the life of the children, once y'all get married. Yeah, you will see that balance start developing more in that child. Good. All right. Anybody else want to share? Or are we ready for number two? Okay, right here.
I disagree on what is needed as far as a new vehicle.
Okay. Give her a hand on that. That's all of that is part of being married. Yeah, you're going to disagree on what to purchase and sometimes when to purchase. But as you start walking together as husband and wife, you're going to start knowing each other so well that some things you're not going to even bring to the table.
because you know.
She's not gonna go for that. That's not her taste. She don't like red. You know, she don't want a red car. And so I'm fascinated with this red car. But I know she don't want no red. So ain't no sense in me even bringing that to the table. Yeah. And so God, sometimes God is developing. When there's particularly a disagreement, God is developing. He's doing a work in a person's life. Sometimes he's developing patience, and sometimes God is developing some character and stuff. Or sometimes if you come from a family and the family just gave you something, and so in other words, you done got spoiled, then your husband or your wife is going to unspoil. Yeah, because you're not going to be able to get everything that you want in the marriage. Yeah.
You said what? You said again? Yeah.
Don't get me in trouble, man. Yeah, you're not going to be able to get everything that you want in the marriage. Yeah, because there are some things that you really want right now. You know, I want it. You may cry your eyes out. But then later on, a year, 2 years from now, you'll be scratching your head saying, now, why did I want that? See, you have grown now. You have grown. And that's the thing, what God want to do in your life. God want to grow you and develop you, particularly your character and stuff. I know when Sister Willard and I, a lot of times, we're getting ready to purchase stuff. If we don't agree, then we're going to hold up. We'll hold up. I'll never forget when we wanted to get some furniture once. And we went in the furniture store, and we just fell in love with the furniture. And they had two different colors. They had a black set, and they had the kind of cream color set. And we couldn't really decide on which one to go with. And so I said, take this piece of paper. Let me get a piece of paper. And we're going to write down the colors. And the colors agree. And so she wrote down hers. Wrote down cream. Guess what color I wrote down? Cream. I said, that's big.
That's right.
Now, if I went and said black and she had cream, I would say, not right now. Let's go and pray. Yeah. Because we weren't in agreement. And when God works, you're going to be in agreement. You're going to be in agreement. Yeah. All right. Number two, how do you deal with conflict? How do you deal with conflict? All right, not everybody go at the same time. How do you deal with conflict? Do you yield? Do you withdraw? Do you compromise? Do you resolve? Or do you win at all costs?
Listen to each other, and then we're resolved.
All right. So you resolve. So you try to come to a point of resolution. Amen. Give them a hand. That's good. You try to come to a point of resolution. That's really good. All right. Somebody else. Come on, Stefan. We ain't heard from Stefan today.
I can resolve. I try to resolve. On my end, I try to resolve.
Okay. Well, that's what it was asking for.
This is for me, because you know, the other end is trying to do something else. It's like, you know, trying to prove this, and I'm trying to prove this, and then it's like, I'm just
hurry up and resolve. He wanna.
But see, you dealing with a lady, and a lady is dealing with details. And so, a lot of times, it's not gonna be resolved as quick as you think. She's looking at details. As a matter of fact, sometimes when you think it's resolved, she may even come back to you. Have you thought about this, though? Did you think about that?
I'm like, well, yeah, I thought we were
done. Yeah, but that's just her personality. And see, that's the way that God, that's the way that God is really protecting the home. Because you need to be forced to think things through. See, when you're single, you make decisions, and if you mess up, it's just you. But now that you're married, most of the time, your wife is going to kind of put the brakes on a little bit. She's going to kind of pump them brakes a little bit to kind of make you think twice before you act.
Yeah.
All right. All right.
I got it.
Right here. Go ahead.
I mean,
that's good.
Hours later, you figure that everything is all resolved.
But no,
and it comes right back, and you'd be like, oh, let me just talk about this right here, and I was going to come back. I mean, if you resolved, you would stop right there.
You're dealing with a lady. You're not dealing with a man.
See, that's
our brothers, you know. I mean, we got it done in 3 minutes, and it's over with. But not with a lady. Why is that? A lady, her number one need is security.
But she got all that. It's just
I mean, you can be sitting up there looking at a good basketball game, and she'll come over there sit beside you, and you know, everything is fine. The next thing you know, you feel these beams right here, like, okay, why am I getting this? But I'm, you know, I'm not gonna look this deep. Then it gets to the point where you have to just like, okay, what?
Exactly.
Yeah.
But in a calm voice, she's like, well,
that's all right.
We wasn't finished. I'm like, what? We should have told you about this, man. I'm under the impression that we're done.
See, now what do that tell you?
I need a memo.
Come on, ladies. What did that tell about her heart?
Well, it's still heavy.
There's still some fear.
Yeah,
she's not resolved. Yeah. So now that peace that you got to bring that peace to her.
I thought we did, but, you know.
No. You got to do some ministry to her now. She needs some ministering to.
Right.
And that's why you there.
Yeah, because I mean, there's times where, you compromise and you talk about it and both parties agree on it.
Right.
Both parties.
Right.
So you figure, well, it's a wrap, it's done here, it's a wrap, and everything's going good, you're sitting up talking and all this, and then all of a sudden, just out of the blue, just bam!
All right, let me give you another question. How many of you have ever doubted your salvation? Yeah, all of us have.
Yes.
Particularly right after you get saved a lot of times and you find yourself falling away, committing a certain sin, what have you, and then you wonder, you doubt your salvation. Once you get saved, what's the next thing you need? You need the assurance of your salvation.
Once we unresolve an issue, then the next step is the assurance that this is going to work out. Yeah. It's going to work out, you know. A lot of times you say, okay, we're going to get this car. But then you start thinking about that car note. You know, and you know it's already tight right now. And so he said, wait a minute. That's going to be an extra $500 a month. And, man, you know, I knew that we could, you know, afford $250, but man, did we mess up by allowing this salesman to sell us this car for $500? Now, a lot of times the man say, hey, we got it. And no problem. Yeah, we're going to be able to pay this note. But the lady, when she go to bed that night, she still wondering. So she don't really have the assurance. And so that's where the man is going to have to help her in the area of assurance and in the area of faith. Yeah. But that's all by design. God has designed us that way to kind of balance us out. All right. Yeah. Thank you for the comment. See, that's all us needed this thing. All right. Are we ready for number three? All right. So now, the only one of these that is really bad, I mean, you got yield, withdrawal. Now, a lot of people would say this person withdrawing. Well, it just depends on how they really behave on the withdrawal. Because some people, they withdraw as a timeout. Yeah. But if you're withdrawing in terms of running from the problem, that problem still is going to face you. And it's going to get bigger. So you're going to have to deal with it sooner or later. But the one that's really even worse than that is the wind. And if you just got a wind personality, marriage is going to be kind of hard. Yeah. Because what you want to do, when I have class in conflict management, you want to set up win-win situation, not a win-lose situation. Yeah, you done heard this statement, you can win the battle, but lose the war. Yeah. You don't want to win at the expense of your marriage. So sometimes you have to, it'd be better to just lose this fight. Yeah. You got to pick your battles when it comes to what you're going to argue over anyway. Some things is really not even worth arguing over. Yeah. So pick your battles carefully and then don't try to win every battle. Sometimes I done seen folks, I mean, they... I be scared for them once they leave my office at night sometimes. Because they have really just went at each other so that I be wondering, do I need to let one of y'all stay over at the house? Do I need to follow you home? Or, you know, yeah. Yeah, we had a situation that kind of got out of hand there in my office one night, and the fellas from the choir stand, they had choir practice one Wednesday night. The fellas from the choir came down and said, Pastor, you all right? They heard so much arguing going on down there, they thought they had me in a fight. Yeah,
Yeah.
You don't want no win
at all costs and solving conflict. It'd be better to lose,
yeah,
than to win a battle. And this is your mate. This is your mate. Don't treat your mate like an enemy. This your mate.
I always say, I'm going to treat that person nice that I got to sleep with. Yeah. Because I don't want what happened to Abilene.
Yeah, you got to go to sleep. You got to close your eyes. So you better quit. I mean, you can't be just talking any kind of way. Because a person can wait till you go to sleep at night. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Al Green ended up the lady to throw some hot grits in there on him.
He went to bed, she threw some hot grits on him. All his face. Lord have mercy.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Third question. Are we ready for number three? Are we ready for number three?
All right. Who is more responsible with money?
Thank God. That's good. See how God done bless you?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
He done bless you with somebody who's in the area of financial responsibility. She's an ace. Amen. All right. Give him a hand. God bless you. All right. Let's move on to the next question.
All right, name two reasons to have sex. Now, the Bible gives four reasons to have sex.
But I'm looking for two reasons to have sex. We'll talk about all four, but I just need two right now. Amen. All right, Miss Ashley.
I put to be grateful and interesting.
All right. Procreation and recreation. Procreation and recreation. And that's it for the day in the Situation Room. Listen to us all day long because we're in your corner right here in the Situation Room.